Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to all. Today is Thursday, December.
Yeah, I was like, settle down.
December 27th. I'm like, what am I reading here? Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have an exciting show for you today. We do have a studio guest, so we'll get to him in just a moment. And a beautiful day outside today, Danny.
It's a little too cold for me, but sure.
It is?
Yeah.
It's always cold for you. What is it?
I don't know. I'm always cold, though.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, it's good. It's better to be than being hot all the time, you know?
I'd rather be hot.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, I don't know. I know women of a certain age, they get upset when they get those hot
flashes. Oh, yeah, menopause. I always wonder what that feels like. I always ask my mom, I'm like, what's that like? She's like, don't speak to me. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. All I know is that they get really hot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, turn on the cold, and it's like, I'm freezing here.
My mom puts her head in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, does that work? Or?
Well, maybe it does if she does it, you know?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to have that for a couple of years.
No, huh?
No. Hopefully.
How's it going?
Good. I'm tired. I went out last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to the club. It was my first time since Halloween.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And how was it?
It was fun. I actually had a good time.
Yeah? Did you meet people?
Yeah.
You always do.
Yeah. I met some potential.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
We'll see.
From seeing them one time in a club, you can already tell, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
There was like one guy in particular who he's actually famous, and I had my eye on him all night, but I was like in the section with another guy.
Uh-huh.
And when I was leaving, he like grabbed my arm and was like, so that's not your boyfriend? I said, no. He goes, I would have talked to you sooner if I didn't know you weren't taken. And we exchanged numbers, so we'll see if he hits me up.
Really? That was all he said?
Mm-hmm. Then we exchanged numbers. Well,
so how do you know it's a potential? Just by the looks?
Yeah, like I find him attractive. I don't know if I like his personality.
Right, there you go. You see, you fall too fucking fast, I'm telling you. You got to slow down. You can't plan a marriage after somebody just gave you his number.
No, I'm not. I don't even know if I like
pretty
him.
Pretty close.
Pretty sure he was in the club with porn stars, too.
So what does potential mean?
Like potential to maybe like hook up or something. I don't know.
Oh, just hooking up. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's marriage material now.
No.
I wouldn't marry someone who was super famous. And this guy's like
famous?
Well known. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, like a rapper or something?
Yeah.
Gangsta?
No, he's definitely not a gangsta.
Oh, okay.
He's a white rapper.
Oh, white rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't know any. So there you go.
Yeah. But he's pretty known.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say his name.
Why?
Because I just said he was in the club of porn stars. That might not be a good look.
They're all in the club of porn stars.
I don't know if they actually were, but they look like porn stars.
Yeah.
They just dressed like they look like trash.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, ew. You can do better.
Well, you probably don't have to be a porn star to dress like that, though.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a lot of women that like to flaunt their bodies and stuff, you know, so.
I wore like a sweater.
Yeah.
And leggings last night. And if I could wear sneakers, I would have been wearing them.
Really?
Yeah. That's how much I care.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, what can I tell you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it goes, man. So Miley Cyrus is married.
I know, and he's so hot.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I was thinking you'd say that because I saw him. He's in a movie with Kate Winslet, actually.
That's like a musical,
right? The Dressmaker or something. I don't know if it's a musical.
Oh, he was just in a musical, too, and I don't know if that did well.
Oh, no, this is a Prime movie on Amazon also.
Okay.
I didn't see that, but I started looking up, like, Kate Winslet movie.
Oh, God, we've got a little bit of obsession going on.
Yeah, yeah, since I started watching this Wonder Wheel, this Woody Allen movie. It's funny, when you go on the reviews, everybody, like, trashes him and stuff. Because he's got a bad reputation, I told you, because he, hooked up with his
Daughter.
Stepdaughter.
He was so gross.
Yeah.
I mean,
But his movies are good. You know, what can you say? For a long time, I didn't really want to watch any of his shit. But this one's good. And what is happening now, it's becoming a triangle. You know, I told you that Justin Timberlake is, you know, hooked up with her and everything. Right. And she's like in love with him now. And then her stepdaughter comes into town. And she's hot and younger, and he's like starting to go for her, and the other one's just falling apart, you know?
That's shitty.
Because the young girl doesn't know this yet.
Yeah, but that's horrible, lover, and he's a piece of shit. So.
He is. Well, he's a lifeguard, a very handsome one at that, so what does he care, right?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's cute, but he's not aging that well.
Really?
Like, he looks old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think he is?
Like, in his late 30s.
He's got to be in his 40s.
No way.
I'm telling you.
Hold on.
Just count the time from when they were famous, you know? I mean, well, the Backstreet Boys are all, like, in the 40s, so it's got to be the same.
I just actually saw one of the, not the Backstreet Boys, one of the members of NSYNC in a Hallmark movie, and he's, like, so big now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name? Do you remember which one?
I think it's, yeah, he's only 37.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew he's only, well, but he's looks like he's in his 40s. Mm. I'm like, damn.
So he actually plays his age in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no, he's supposed to be younger. She's like 39 in the movie or something.
And he's supposed to be like, what, 34, 35?
Probably like younger than her. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. he when you put him next to each other, he looks a lot younger than her.
Right, yeah.
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 But at any rate, yeah, so I'm going to watch a couple of her movies too, but some of them just don't seem... It's funny because The Holiday came up that you were mentioning.
Yeah.
Should I see that?
Yeah, I love that movie. I love that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't seen it, but then again, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't get it too.
I don't know not one person that hasn't seen that movie.
Yeah?
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, there's two of you.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, we're gonna bring on our guest right now because there's not much to bullshit this morning before we get to the guest. So we have a very handsome man here with an accent, and his name is Jake Tyson. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. So, are you visiting us? Do you live here? What's the situation?
I don't live here. I live in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, but, you do?
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of the media circuit at the moment, promoting A Universal Guide to Happiness.
Oh, that's wow. And we'll talk about that. That's your book, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And when did you release it? Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Well, we'll hear about your story. You seem to have a pretty serious story and everything. So we'll get to that. So was Sydney your hometown? Is that where you grew up?
Manly, Sydney, Australia. Yep.
Yeah. And what's that like? Do you like it there?
I love it there.
It's so you wouldn't leave it for LA or anything?
Well, I'm spending a bit of time here. Yeah. And I make sure I'm close to the beach when I'm in LA, so it feels a little bit like home.
Yeah, that's true.
I always wanted to go there, but that flight, I just don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, it's a long freaking flight,
right?
You can
do it. You can do it. Once you're on it, you're stuck.
So I know. Just go, it's just like, oh, God, so long.
Yeah, I know. You're stuck in it.
It's long. It's long. And it smells. There's a lot of fart in 15 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of germs and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's gross to fly, I'm telling you.
People just like fart on the plane?
Of course.
Where else does it go?
Where else? Yeah, what else wouldn't they do on the plane? They do
everything. I feel like if I was on a plane for 15 hours, my body would know not to fart. Like, I feel like you can control that.
Yeah, or go in the bathroom and let one out.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, it's just like, that's crazy.
How long is the flight? About 20 hours or something?
No, from here it's about 15, 16 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
No, it's like to Europe, so it's not that bad. I thought it was much longer than that.
Europe's like 12. Mm. Well, it's still long.
Yeah, it depends where. Yeah.
That extra 3 hours is an extra 3 hours.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, what else are you be doing anyway? May as well get on a plane and go see Australia.
I know. I do want to see it. I heard it's so beautiful.
Yeah, Australia gets a lot of good reputation, I think. Not a lot of bad things.
There's a lot of actors that come from Australia.
Amazingly
too.
A lot.
Did you guys ever see the show Spartacus on HBO?
Is that good?
Oh my God, you guys. It's like everyone in that was Australian.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, and they were all like smoking hot.
And it's a movie about Greece.
They must have been under
Greece.
40, under 37. Were they all under 37?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, look, you got like Hugh Jackman, Mel Gibson, you know, you got like millions and millions.
They're definitely in their Australians.
40s. Well, yeah, no, and they're in the 50s, 60s.
Oh, okay. I was like,
no, I'm just saying that they come in all ages, you know, not just young ones.
I didn't know Mel Gibson was Australian.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, what a downfall he had.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Poor thing. He's an asshole. But
yeah, he is an asshole.
Good.
He's a really good actor, but he just ruined himself.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, alcohol.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
So, Jake, do you travel within Australia at all? Do you go
to
the outback?
Yeah, I've been there. I've done that.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm sure it is, you know. I mean, but some people tell me they haven't really traveled a lot in Australia, so I don't get it, you know. But good for you. So when you grew up, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have siblings. There's about eight of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. So, what a family.
Yeah, you know, my parents split up and they started again. So we're spread out all over the place.
I see. So it's like three different families.
Do you guys all get along or?
Oh, yeah, most of us. Yeah. Most of us, we do. Others, you know, annoy each other. It's just like any other family. There's differences there.
Yeah.
Right.
Were your parents divorced when you were young?
Yeah, I was probably about five and that happened.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot. I've got four brothers, three sisters. Actually, three brothers.
Right.
Four sisters.
Do you ever remember your parents being together? The original
yes, I do.
Biological parents. Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. I can see why they split up. It was a good thing.
I wish my parents split up when I was younger.
Do you remember your childhood like being 4 or 5 years old? Do you remember what happened then?
I wouldn't say 4 or 5, but I would say probably around like 7 or 8, I do. Like I remember every birthday party like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I remember milestones, like when my parents did something really important.
Yeah.
But like the little bullshit in between, like what happened in kindergarten class, I don't remember.
Well, I don't either. Some things, you know, there's like some images in your head.
Yeah,
but pretty much.
Like I'll remember what the classroom looked like, and like what the school looked like, but I won't remember like conversations I had or like people that I knew.
Right.
You know,
that's why it amazes me when people write autobiographies and stuff.
It's like, how do you fucking remember?
Yeah,
bro?
How do you remember all this shit? Some people do write diaries and journals, but
not when they're 5 or 6.
Oh no, no.
And if they did, they probably lost it.
Yeah.
Let's be serious. I always wonder that. I'm like, are you making half the shit up to make yourself sound cooler?
I know. You know, they have like entire conversations in their mind.
Yeah. No, that can happen. Yeah. The thing about Universal Guide to Happy, I don't make shit up to make it sound better. I tell the truth.
Is it from all the way to, is it from your childhood?
No. Oh, well.
Were we just talking shit?
It dates back little things in childhood and how things work.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, how we can carry the past with us forever into adult life.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I think that you can remember, but I don't think you can remember what, like, Cindy that sat three rows behind you wrote in a note that she passed to you.
Do you remember something they wrote on a note last week that somebody wrote to you? In a text or something, that's probably true too.
Yeah, no, not last week.
I remember a lot of this shit. Yeah. So I did want to ask you though. So I would imagine if you went through some trials and tribulations later in your life, but as a child, was there any indication you're going to have a difficult life for you?
Well, really, life it's just about our thoughts and emotions, right? And conditioning from when we were children,
right?
So, you know, back when my parents split up and, you know, it started again from the age of 5, there wasn't much love in the household I was brought up on. There's a lot of violence and getting smacked around and all that type of thing. And what can happen is you can actually end up thinking you are that person or how you're treated.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you carry that with you through your whole adult life on replay, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like...
And it stays with you because you're young and you're impressionable, right?
That's right.
And it comes from the people that love you, too, or that you love, at least.
Or don't. Well, really, it is. They can love you, but they don't love themselves. That's
right.
A big difference.
Right. But let's say the people you love, like your parents, you know, most people, when they're young, they love their parents, you know?
Right,
so then when you get that kind of shit, so I would imagine the violence and stuff came from the father, from your father?
No,
or
it was not from my father.
Stepfather.
But, you know, it's just one of those things. Now I look back and I've been able to look back. It would go, it never had anything to do with me. It could have been anyone in front of him.
Right.
Is your mom still married to him?
They're still together, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
There's no sad story to it because I could have continued on to be like that, or I've got three awesome kids now, and it's the last thing I'd ever do for them. So right. It actually did me a favor. It showed me another side that...
What never to be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. So was it a bad thing? No, it was fucking great in the end. That's how I look at it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, I know, lately I've been seeing a lot of like blessings in disguise, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like something shitty happens to you and then you realize it was for the best,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's never shit. And often we can look at it and get... What it is, our minds are on constant record, right?
Right.
It's like being... in a horse race, and the only horse in the race that never ends. It just keeps replaying. So, you know, you've got to stop that. The brain is basically like an advanced computer, right? You've heard that before.
Yeah.
And it stores things, calculates things, the five senses. But like a computer, it's constantly getting viruses. So if you don't rewire it, that's the key. You got to rewire it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah. So, okay, so a little bit more about your childhood, because I want to get to, like, the present, usually, and that's how I do this, which makes sense, right, to go chronologically. So, what was school like for you? Were you happy in school, high school?
I talk about this in the book. Yeah, I used to like going to school to get out of home.
So
it was a privilege for me to go to school, but... When I was at school, I kind of came out with other kids how I was getting treated at home because I thought it was normal.
Like you're a bully? A
little bit.
Yeah.
So I'll put it this way. I wouldn't take any shit from anyone else. So it didn't matter if I was, you know, in grade 3 and they were in grade 6. I would not take anything.
Right.
Any bullying off anyone else.
Yeah.
Right. So that came out in a school playground. And I was at school constantly getting the cane for being the naughty boy, you know.
Really?
And then so more of what was happening at home was happening at school. But it wasn't as bad as home, so I preferred school, yeah.
Yeah, right. Wow. You see, so, I mean, your childhood has everything to do with how you turn out, you know. Although, I'm sure in your book you're showing people how to break out of their... patterns and things mm-hmm. that they've had before, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's really, really, it's so simple, but we're often not conscious or aware of what we're actually creating.
Right.
Because our whole lives are just about thoughts and emotions. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
And an emotion is love, hate, fear, happiness, right?
Right.
All different things. And once you actually know with what emotion you're creating, everything becomes simple. And that's even with judgment, the minute you stop judging others, thinking they're an asshole or whatever else, and you just allow them to be who they are,
right.
That's who they are, you're free.
Right.
You're
so
much happier.
Now, what I'm curious about, were all the kids treated the same way as you were? Or I would imagine not a lot of respect for your mother either, right, if he was behaving like that.
Well, no, I think fine with the mother. It was just, you know.
So maybe, with the kids, like discipline and stuff?
Honestly, I can't. If I look back now, I can just say they're unhappy with themselves. Yeah. I don't know what his life was. And that's how we judge people when we look at them, when we do judge them. We actually don't know what their lives were before,
we don't
how
know
they
what's
were brought
happened.
Up. We don't know what's happened. We have no clue. So when you try and think you know someone else or their life, you're so far wrong.
Right.
How funny.
Yeah.
That's literally what I was talking about with John.
Yeah, all the broken guys.
Yeah,
that you have, you
like
know?
I'm like, yo, I should hate you, but I really don't know what happened to you to make you this way. I almost feel sorry for you because it definitely happened.
That's a great way to think. When I see someone now, you know, even a homeless person in the street, I'll throw them a thought of, come on, mate, fire up. You can do this.
Right.
That's better than actually feeling sorry for them, but at least you can see that they're actually trapped in their mind in that horse race that never ends. And if they can just break out of it, which you can.
Right.
You can.
Yeah.
You know, it's still something that needs effort.
Yeah, for sure, 110%.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True. And
but I don't think you can have effort unless you can acknowledge that there's an issue.
There has to be, well, that's one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I will tell you one thing about trying to quit anything or stop something. The minute you focus on stopping anything, you just create more of it.
Really?
Because then your thought is just constantly drawn on stopping this. And I'm going to give you a perfect example, Danny.
Yeah.
I'll give you an idea. How was your drive to work this morning?
It was good. I had music on.
Hold on. Don't get angry. I just asked you a question.
What do you mean?
Don't get angry. I'm asking you nicely. How was your drive to work?
It was good.
Don't get angry.
I don't get it.
Okay, he's trying to lead you into something, right?
Most people, here's what you do.
They go, I'm not angry, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
Get angry.
Yeah.
And you become with I am what you don't want to be all the time. Now, you answered better than most because we're on radio. But if you're in an office environment and someone spoke to you like that, normally that would be your answer. I'm not angry. Piss off. You're annoying me right now.
Yeah.
So what you're
I would say that on the radio too. Don't worry. Yeah, for sure.
What you focus your thought and emotions on, you become. That's it. So if you want to, for instance, quit drinking, you don't think about quitting drinking because that's all you keep thinking about.
Right.
And you bring that towards yourself. You have to think about a life that you do want without drinking and see the positive in that type of thing.
Right, because when you like enjoy something like drinking, when you say quit drinking, it's like, I don't want to give up drinking because
exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Or let's say someone, this is a big one, a lot of people are overweight and all they do is focus on that they are overweight.
Right.
Instead of your imagination and thoughts, okay, this is how it is. Emotion is broken down. Could be a car driving down the street, motion, or like the wind. You've never seen the wind before, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's there, and you absolutely know it exists. You see it blow leaves on a tree, and you see a yacht's sail full of its energy pushing it through the water.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see it, but you absolutely know it's there. Our thoughts are absolutely no different to the wind.
Right.
So if you want to create anything, because imagination creates everything, you have to have passion and emotion behind your thought.
Right.
That's it.
It's so true.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. After high school, what did you do? Was your mind on...
I became a chippy.
What's that?
Chippendales?
A carpenter.
Oh. No.
Chippendales.
I thought he went Chippendales.
I did a bit of that in private, but yeah. I became a carpenter. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of guys from Thunder Down Under are from Australia.
Yeah, like the show in Vegas.
Yeah.
Tell me something. So what's a chippy?
A chippy is a carpenter.
Oh, a carpenter.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. How did you end up there?
I wanted to leave school and get a job.
Yeah.
So 16 is the earliest you can leave.
Uh-huh.
Call it year 10.
So you left at 16?
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You left school. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, did it seem pretty, gutsy to you? I mean, did you feel like you were going to get in trouble or?
Yeah, maybe. Look, I was just looking for any reason at that age to get out of school.
Right, right.
Start working, start, you know, making some money. Just really not being at school. That's what I wanted.
Right, yeah. So you were independent early enough to realize this is not what I want. I want to actually go get a job and stuff. I incidentally did the same thing, you know, but I was rebelling against the school my parents sent me to.
Yeah.
And I started acting out and everything. And then I thought, fuck this, you know, I'm better than this. I'll go get a job, have some money, you know. And then all your friends look at you enviously and they go, wow, you know, look at this.
I wish I didn't go to school.
But then when that happened, my dad didn't speak to me for months because I dropped out of school. And then finally one day he came in after he hasn't talked to me in months and he said, why don't you finish your school? You have another semester and then we'll send you to America. And I'm like, sure, you know, let me get the fuck out of here. So I understand what you went through, but although I didn't have a tough childhood like you did, so I can understand how a kid would act out and not have the patience for school. I mean, how can you possibly? I look at like my cousins, with whom I was very close with as younger people, but when you face it now, you realize what kind of abuse they had at home. So no wonder they came out all screwed up and shit.
Mm.
Except you at a certain point decided you're going to change that.
But everyone can change it. And once you realize, you know, and strip it back, that, you know, nearly everything you can turn around and it is a blessing if you can see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely anything. And it doesn't matter. Look, I lost my knee in a motorcycle accident, right?
Wow, how long ago?
That was back when I was...
You lost your what?
20, my knee.
Like, his knee?
Your knee?
My knee.
So do you still have a leg?
Yeah, I still have a leg. It looks like a butcher's shop, but I still have a leg.
Oh, shit.
There's no knee there. But what I'm saying is that, and I was 21, that sent me on a different path again. Then I wasn't able to become a chippy. So now I look at that. I walk with a limp the whole time. But I go, thank God that happened. It slowed me down because actually back then again, well, basically my whole teenage life, I was trying to kill myself without actually doing it myself.
I was drinking.
I was doing drugs. I was riding my motorcycle.
Recklessly.
I was in some kind of Grand Prix. I actually wanted to die, but I just didn't have the courage to do it myself.
Right.
I thought, oh, you know, something will happen. I can't keep getting away with this. And that was true, except I didn't die.
Right.
I lost my knee and ended up in hospital for a couple of years. But what that did then, it made me, you know, so I started studying up on marketing and all these other different things.
Right.
What am I going to do? So it changed the course of my life, which was a blessing I'd never take back.
Yeah.
And people ask me, oh, what would you do to have two good legs again? I go, no, I wouldn't change it.
Really?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. That's very interesting. So you're grateful to the lessons that it taught you.
That's all it is. Life is one big game, and it's just once you actually know the game you're in, it's easy.
Right.
It's so easy. I walk around every day laughing now, every day. And every person that I meet is a gift. And the biggest thing I can say about the Universal Guide to Happy, and this is how I explain it, which we've got to understand, we really must be aware of this. We are the lead actor and director of our own movie. That's what life is. Everyone else is part of our cast.
Right.
You know, or extras. So, really...
It's funny because it's the exact same theory I came up with like years ago when I was studying. I was into spirituality a lot.
Yeah.
And I also thought that. And you're the director of your movie, but everybody else is like extras and, you know, in your movie.
Right.
For them, it's the other way around. You
That's
know,
right.
They're in their movie, you're an extra in their movie.
Right.
My point being here is... If everyone's an extra in your movie, treat them well. Treat your cast members well. Make their movie as good as you can, and they will try and do the same back for you.
That's so funny. I feel like I was just talking about this yesterday too, because I was like on the phone with someone I used to date, and he was trying to be mean, and I was like, "Oh well, I hope you have a good day." He goes, "Why do you have to say that?" I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Why can't you just say like fuck you and tell me to go fuck off?" I go, "Because that's not who I am. Like even if you're mad and angry, I'm still going to end the conversation how I would
end it." That's so great that you see it that way. Because and again, being conscious of our emotion, when we tell someone to fuck off, how do you feel?
You even feel shittier than that.
Yes,
the way they made you feel.
Yeah,
so I just end it by saying, "Oh well, I hope you have a good day."
Yeah, and people are not aware. Oh, I told them. You know, I told them to fuck off. I felt, you actually don't. You feel like shit right now.
Yeah.
So why are you doing that to
yourself? I actually feel pretty good when I tell someone to fuck off. It releases energy, you know. For those of you just joining us, we're joined this morning by Jake Tyson. A bloke, right? Is that how you guys call it?
A bloke
from Australia. And you're visiting here for how long now?
I've been here for a couple of weeks now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how much longer are you staying?
I'm staying till the 10th of January.
Oh, okay, nice.
Oh, so you're here for the new year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very nice. You did say you have a family, you have kids?
Yeah, that's
right. Are you married too?
No, I'm not. I repeated the same mistakes for many, many years, and that's why I'm here, and that's how this book got written.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So it was great, and through all the different experiences of my life, and making the same mistake or fuck-ups that I kept on making, actually switched the light on. That's the thing. A mistake is never a mistake if you actually learn from it.
Right.
Right? A Catholic will bring you up sin. There's no such thing as fucking sin. It's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from your mistakes.
Well, do you think murder is a mistake?
What's
or do
that?
You think like pedophilia is a mistake?
Well, murder is premeditated. So it's
not always.
Murder you have to do. It's not like just killing someone. Murdering is wanting to kill someone.
No, I don't think necessarily all the time, but most murders, are premeditated. But if like you're in an abusive relationship and one night he beats the shit out of you and you're like, fuck this, and you grab a knife and you kill him, I don't think that's premeditated.
Well, it's not considered murder then, you know? It's considered,
well, it's
like
considered
maybe
murder, but it's like
manslaughter or something. Yeah, but, you know.
You could still go to jail for that.
Here's the thing. If you speak to anyone on death row, and they speak to you about what they did, most of them, now that they're aware and conscious of what happened, they'll all say I was in my mind at the time. I didn't know what I was doing.
You're not full of shit.
You're not actually out of your mind. A lot of people don't know what they're doing. I'll tell you another thing. Who you are right now today is not who you were 10 years ago.
No, that's for sure.
Every day. Can you ever think of something where you say to yourself, I can't fucking believe I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All the time. Because
either that or you don't get along with the friends you had before because it was a different time in your life, you know?
That's right.
Mm. Right?
You change. And that's why we think reincarnation is something that happens when you die, right? Or that you'll hear people say that.
Yeah.
You reincarnate every single night you go to bed. Every single morning you wake up changed, different to what you were the day before. So you're actually older. Even your thoughts and opinions on what you thought on a certain subject yesterday could have changed today. So you reincarnate every night you go to bed.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, wow. So what would you say to people that ride bikes? I mean, would you still encourage people to ride bikes?
Absolutely.
Really?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There is a journey
for everyone. Come on, man.
Ride a bike.
No, if you don't get on a bike, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
No, something else will happen. Something else
will happen.
But it's true. I do feel like when something doesn't happen, something else happens. Like that movie Final Destination when they're all supposed to die on the plane.
But that's a movie, you know? I mean,
but
come
it's true.
We just spoke about that. Your life is no different to a movie. Believing that it's not, that's when you get caught up in the whole load of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually realize and become conscious and aware that your life is no different to a movie and you are the inventor of it, then you're free. You can invent anything.
Well, but yeah, you can, but you can't change destiny or let's say the things that are beyond you.
Why?
And I think because, for example, you can't, you just said it yourself. It's like, if you don't do it, then something else is going to happen. So you're saying
if your thoughts are there already, whatever you fear, you'll draw towards you. So if you're scared of having an accident or if you're fearing this or that happening, you'll draw it towards you one way or another. Absolutely.
In theory, I believe a lot of people die on motorcycles without thinking that way, but okay, whatever.
Can I answer your question about
I'll tell you why, because I'm invested in this. My daughter decided to start riding a bike. And
like a motorcycle?
Scares the hell out of me, a motorcycle.
Yeah, anytime a motorcycle drives by me or I see one driving really fast on the highway, I get so nervous.
Yeah.
And that's not even me driving.
And they ride like crazy. But, I mean, you've suffered your whole life. It affected your whole life. And you say you would have done it all over again.
Absolutely, I would have changed it.
Why? Why are you saying
because
that?
Because it got me to where I am here now today, knowing that I'm not separate from the universe. At all.
Right. But it could have been done in different ways. Why would you want it to happen that way?
How could have it been done in different ways?
There's a lot of things that can wake you up. You know, I mean, I went through a breakdown as well when I went through divorce and my kids were young. You know, the thing is that there's always something that can break you, you know, or try to.
Mm.
But, you see, I'll tell you what I think. I think that that thing about being in your own movie and stuff, you get to be the actor, but you're not the ultimate one that makes the decisions because there are things that are beyond our control. You know what I'm saying?
For example,
let's say you drive down the freeway on a very wet night. Somebody runs into you. You end up being paralyzed or something. How could you have prevented that?
Okay, again, in Universal Guide to Happiness, I've got how you see, and this is very important. We all live on the same planet, right? Again.
Right.
But we all live in billions of different worlds according to how and what our eyes see the world as. And that's a fact. So we're all living in billions of different worlds. Now, we could look at, for instance, Stephen Hawking as, you know, how he was in his wheelchair as a terrible thing physically. But where he was and his consciousness and awareness, what that created and made him do and look for other areas, look what he discovered and some of the great things that he's given us. Now, if he was able-bodied, would have he done that? Or would he been off hiking in the bushes somewhere or, you know, sleeping around with different... Who knows what he would have been? Would have we got that? So when you look at other people's lives and feel sorry for them or that's a disability or something else could have woken them up, no, that's how you see your world, not theirs.
Right.
So as soon as you don't judge someone, that's what I'm saying. Why couldn't they see? How can they be so stupid? That's exactly when you find yourself getting your knickers in a knot. Exactly when.
Knickers in a knot.
And here's the other thing. My motorcycle didn't ride me into my accident. I rode my motorcycle into the accident.
Right.
My motorcycle didn't have a soul. It right. wouldn't have moved unless I got on it and made it go where I wanted to go.
Right, but it was your decision.
If you everything's your decision.
If you decided not to go on a bike, maybe something else would have happened, but one thing definitely would not have happened, and that is what happened to you. Because you can't have a motorcycle accident if you're not on a motorcycle.
You're not listening. My leg, that something would have slowed me down, whether I was on a motorcycle or I was in a car. Where my thoughts and my emotions were focused on, I was getting slowed down, whether I was on a motorcycle or I got hit in a car.
And you needed to slow down.
Or I was crossing the road, a pedestrian crossing, and someone drove through a light or whatever and hit me. It was always going to happen one way or another. So you believe
in determinism then. So you're kind of predicting yourself. Because if you're saying it was supposed to happen, that's called determinism, and that is that everything is already written.
I think that's
true. Do you believe that?
I love what you say here. Now, if I can give you another analogy. One day I was looking at a tree. When I received this consciousness and awareness, and it was like a massive download, I guess you can call it, from the universe, God, I don't care what name, what word you put to it. But I was staring at a tree, and when we see a tree, you know, without all its leaves, a deciduous tree going through its seasons, when it's actually there and looks dead to the eye, that's when it's actually at its most alive. It's creating all the cells and activity that are buzzing around, which in 6 to 12 weeks' time we'll see as leaves or flowers.
Right.
Our lives are absolutely no different to that. You see, where we are now sitting talking to one another,
mm-hmm.
it was created months and months and months ago
right.
through our thoughts and that type of thing. And so we've actually, where we are now sitting talking to one another is actually the past. Where we are again is happening 3 to 6 months in time. So we catch up to ourselves. Everything is invented before to get to where we are now. And the future you is already happening right now. No different to a tree.
Let me ask you this, though. I'm trying to get your point of view. So, I mean, are you saying that everything that happens is supposed to happen?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay, yes. I totally disagree. Because
we've had this argument, too.
No, I know, but that's like a very philosophical discussion, which is good. This is the time to do it, you know. But what I'm saying is that if we do you feel we have free will?
Absolutely. God gave us free will.
Yeah. Right. So how can it be free will if everything's predetermined already? Let me give you an example. If you're facing a fork in the road, right, you take a left, and you end up with one fate. You take the right, you end up with another fate.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't meant to be. You chose what it was going to be. And you're the one who's also saying what you attract to you.
Yeah.
So that's a contradiction.
That's great what you say. And the difference
But that choice to make that right turn or that left turn is already predetermined.
No, that's your choice in life.
Yeah,
that's
but what if it isn't really our choice?
No, but that's what I'm saying. So why are we even here,
Danny,
if we're like robots?
It's your choice. Yeah. You make every choice that happens, or just about every choice.
But the only thing that doesn't make sense to me is, for instance, like when someone wakes up in the morning and they drive to work and they get hit by someone and die in a car accident. That's not their choice.
No, it's not. But it's the timing of everything. You know, like sometimes if you had stayed home for 5 minutes or something, you wouldn't have been in that accident, right? So it does have to do with what you decide to do.
You can look into this really, really deeply too. But you got to remember, when we're born, right? When we're born, we have no memory. We don't know why we're here.
Right.
So you're not just the physical body, the shell. You are your soul. So you actually don't rightly know what your soul wants to experience or why you're here, what you're to get out of this life here on earth.
Right.
That's a fact. So a lot of what you do and what happens to you is absolutely determined by your thoughts and the emotion you put behind it. And again, I've got this analogy. You know, I don't know if you've seen Star Wars, but you see the beam come out of R2-D2 and Princess Leia goes, help me, one OP.
The hologram.
Yeah, the hologram. Right. Our thoughts are no different to the beam, and then with enough emotion and passion behind it, it creates that hologram. Mm. Now, the difference is there's time and space between our thought becoming reality or not, and that's the passion behind it.
Yeah.
So often something doesn't happen, which is a good thing, having that time and space between it, because if it did happen, you'd be like, oh, I didn't really want that anyway, or how many teenagers at times of anger have wished their parents dead? Now, if that came to life, boom, straight away, there'd be a lot of unhappy teenagers crying, going, I didn't really want that.
Right.
That's why there is space between our physical reality being invented to make sure that we really do want it, and it's a passion behind it that makes that happen.
Right.
Absolutely.
There you go. A lot of wisdom there, and tell us about the book. What's it called now so people can look it up?
It's called An Accidental Guru, A Universal Guide to Happiness. It's all about what we've been talking about, our thoughts and emotion, love.
And this is
happiness.
Stuff you learned from your experiences in your own life. Did you have to do any research, or is it all based on your experiences?
How did I get it? I was on top of a cliff. I was about to end it all for myself. And really, I yelled out to God, the universe, help me. What the hell's going on? What do I do? It was like, do I jump off this cliff or what?
Oh, damn.
So you were pretty desperate. Yeah. And then, how old were you at the time?
Oh, I was only about 4 years ago.
Really?
Yes, and then I got this download of information, God, you could say, who actually told me, this is how it works, here's what you create with your thoughts and emotions. This is a game you're in. As soon as you become conscious and aware of the game you're in, then you can live life. And the answer to that is love and happiness and you know, accepting. That's what it is.
Right. And you didn't know that at the time.
I had no clue. It was I keep getting the information now, which is great, and I'm just very conscious of where it all comes from. We're all connected to the one consciousness, and that's love. The only consistent emotion that exists that always feels good always is love.
Yeah, it's so true.
That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
An orgasm too, but that's not a feeling.
That's a fleeting emotion. It doesn't last long, does it?
No, that's it doesn't last emotion. Long. It does not last long.
That's another thing. Happiness doesn't come in fleeting emotions like a new car, a new pair of shoes, a handbag, a haircut, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't last. It's gone. Yeah. Happiness is in you. That's where true happiness is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Good. That's what I was trying to...
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain that to somebody I know, because he has, like, nice cars and a nice apartment, and he can get a lot of women because he's got a lot of money, and I go, all of that is so temporary.
You need more.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. You're always going to be searching for that void that you're not going to get from, like, having love or giving love.
Yeah, either that or, you know, or when he starts behaving more than a human being, life will put him right back in his place. You know what I'm
saying?
Karma? Kind of like that, you know? I mean, nobody is greater than life, you know? I mean, we're only people.
Right.
And when someone behaves like they are, oh, I've got all this money, I've got the cars, I've got all this, it's like, come on, man. Life can bring you down just like everybody else.
Very quickly, too.
It really can. Yeah. You can be going from on top of the world to
rock bottom.
Homeless the next day. Now, one thing that's very important about happiness, an experience not shared with another human being, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Because all we want in the end is love and to be able to share that. And that comes from giving it. Now, you're at your happiest when you're actually in love with a partner, holding their hand, walking along the beach, whatever.
Right.
Or with family or with friends, having a good laugh and a bite to eat. Like, that's actually free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those types of things.
Yeah.
And just appreciating one another. That's where true happiness comes from. And that's when you're giving your emotion, your energy to someone else, which is fantastic. That's love. And that's when you feel your best.
Right.
Right.
But you also... concur, let's say, that you can find your happiness without having to be with somebody else.
Absolutely.
Right?
If you're looking for happiness from someone else, you'll be looking forever. Find your happiness inside yourself, then you can give it away to anyone you want. It's easy. It's there everywhere. That's the thing. We're just not aware that it's everywhere and it's inside you. And I write in Universal Guide to Happiness too, it's like searching for your car keys for ages. Where the hell are they? And you actually look, you're holding them in your hand.
Yeah, that's like what I do with my cell phone sometimes.
Yeah,
you're on it. Going, where is it?
Yeah, like, and I'm holding it.
You just can't see. It's so hard to see when you're blind to it.
So all this awareness you have came to you when you were about to jump off the cliff?
Yep, that's right.
Wow. Now, where were you in your life at that point that made you so desperate?
I just kept making the same old mistakes. I'd meet beautiful women, you know, fall in love with them, and then just ruin the relationship. And
that's what I do too.
Because I didn't. Well, I don't know. If
you probably don't feel you deserve it.
I didn't love myself. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I just kept. I'd build fantastic businesses and then let them fail. And I just kept. My life was just on one big repeat cycle. And I'm like, that's it. I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to see everything that happened in my past as a gift. And then when this happened, when I began speaking to the universe, or the universe began speaking to me, it was like, man, this is so awesome. I've missed the whole game that I've been in because I was caught in my mind.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And I forgot what love was. Now, if I couldn't love myself, I was getting love from people all the time, but I didn't love myself. So I was just constantly missing it.
Yeah.
Always looking for what I didn't have. And the more of what you search for you don't have, I'm broke, I have no money, all that, the more you look for that and focus on it, the more you find it.
Yeah, that's
true,
so
you've
got
to change. You have to change what you want to be, but it's very important. You've got to imagine what your movie looks and smells like. Like, if you want to be wealthy, what does it look? You can't just say, oh, I want to be wealthy, I'm being positive. You have to look. What does that look like? What's happening? What are you able to do for other people? How does your life change? Smell it, feel it, like you're actually living it right now, like you've already seen the movie. And then hold on to that emotion and passion, and then you can invent it for yourself. Like the wind, right? If you're not vibrating at the right level, because we're all just vibrating energy, if you're not vibrating at the right level, you won't attract the, you know, whatever into your life.
Right.
It's just like the wind, but you won't be seen. I was walking along the road with a friend of mine recently, and he was like, Jake, look at all the cigarette butts on the floor. How many are there? I'm like, what? Cigarette butts? He goes, how can you not see that all the cigarette butts? And I go, well, I can see them now.
Right.
And he goes, why couldn't you see them? And I go, because my thoughts are not focused on cigarette butts. I'm not looking for them. So I couldn't see them. Now, your thoughts are focused on how many cigarette butts on the bloody sidewalk.
That's true. Yeah.
You got to change your thoughts, or actually, instead of whinging about it, pick 10 up a day.
Right.
After a year, that's 3,650 cigarette butts. After 10 years,
I'm not picking nobody's cigarette butts up. I'm going to walk right past them.
Either change your thoughts about it or do something about it, one or the other.
Right.
Absolutely. The book is An Accidental Guru, A Universal Guide to Happiness. We only have a couple more minutes. I wanted to ask you, where are you now in your life? You said you have kids.
I have three kids. I am happy as can be. And what I want to share, the amount of passion that I had with this book was to help others and not to live a life like I was, with the blinkers on all the time. And to show you that love and happiness and whatever you want, to experience or invent in your life is all about your thought energy. That's all it is. Thought energy and emotion and your spoken word. Be careful what comes out of your mouth, because that's vibrating energy too. Everything's vibrating energy.
Yeah,
and you're
I feel like when you put
it.
Negativity out, like, you're being a negative human being.
Don't do it to yourself. Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, do not do it to yourself. When you speak, negatively about another person, all you're doing is stripping yourself down. I can look at someone right now, how they talk about any situation, any subject, anything's going on around the world or people, and see how they talk about any subject to see what their thoughts are and how they think about themselves.
Their outlook on life.
You're an open book to everyone the way you speak.
Right.
And the shit you put up on social media too. So think about that. Whatever you put up there, that's what people are going to take or view you as,
That's unfortunately true.
Yeah, because I see, like, on Facebook, some people I know they're pessimists. They always complain. They always this. Mm-hmm. They always just, oh, I'm alone, shitty holidays. Mm-hmm. I don't have friends. Would you fucking shut up? Nobody wants to know.
I was by myself for the holidays. I didn't even post that I was by myself.
Yeah,
I didn't even get on my phone.
You don't want to project, but some people don't think about it, and thus they project the real
thing. I said I miss my family a lot, but that was just like, I miss them.
But that's when you're not happy inside, you only see what's not right, right?
Right.
That's the thing. So you've really just got to be careful of what you're projecting.
Yeah.
And when you see someone talk about like that, a little bit of compassion that they might be caught up in their mind because they only see things as shitty.
Right.
And that's not the best life to be living in. That, again, that's where you are, any horse in the race. Your truth, not other people's truth. And I'd like to tell you one thing of who we are. Just before, I don't know how long we got left.
Just a couple minutes.
Okay, so here's how we are. When we're born, if you watch children, 2-year-old children playing at a playground, right?
Uh-huh.
They hug each other, they laugh, you know, they run around holding hands. They may have never met one another. Now, they don't care not for one second. If you're Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, mm-hmm, Hindu, mm-hmm, they do not care. They do not care what race you are. Mm-hmm. They do not care what color you are. It doesn't mean anything to them because that's who we are in our natural state, mm-hmm, before the world, our parents' societies start to condition us and tell us who we are or who we think we should be. But that's not who we are. It's right. An opinion. We don't even know if we're white or black or whatever till someone tells us we are,
mm-hmm,
you right. see? So it's what thoughts that people put into your head that don't necessarily belong to you, that mean right. anything. If you don't want anything to exist anymore, don't talk about it. It's finished. That's it. It's finished.
What do you mean?
Anything negative, if right. you don't want it to any longer exist, you don't talk about it. I'll give you one example.
Right, like that dude, man.
I know, and I talk about you. It like every day.
I okay. know. I
Whatever
you
talk
you
about, it's part of your life.
Yeah.
Racism, for instance, don't talk about it. It no longer exists.
Right.
It doesn't exist. It's not there anymore. So here's what you got to be conscious
but
of.
But it is there.
Don't talk about it, and it's not there.
No, well, not for you, it's not. But that's what we're talking about
what,
right now.
What I'm saying is, yeah. anything you don't want to exist, don't talk about it.
Like Donald Trump.
Right.
Don't, and it won't be there anymore. So you yeah. just got to watch your words. And if they're not positive, happy, loving words, they're just creating more of a shit fight. That's
right,
all it is.
Right.
Yeah. So be careful of your words and send them out there with love. Be a good person. Make your cast members and extras, make their movie great or as great as you possibly can. Then move on. You can't change everyone's lives, but you can make their experience with you awesome. That's the difference.
Right. right.
There
right.
you go. And that's a lesson to take away from today. Mm-hmm. An accidental guru, Jake Tyson. Where can people find you if they want to contact you?
Just on my Instagram, Jake Tyson AG. I'm posting all positive, great stuff and things to think about for life just to help other people, you know, during their day to day and just spread the love, really. Pick people up that need picking up. That's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah. So you made a change in your life. Now you're proud to say you're happy. You got family and everything and you've got a book. Congratulations on that. And thanks for joining us, Jake.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for listening. And thank you to everyone out there for listening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And have a safe remainder of your trip here. Enjoy yourself. I'm sure you love the weather, right?
I do, yeah.
It's a little chilly, but it's fine.
Yeah, but it's still nice.
Oh, look, I just spoke negativity into existence.
Exactly.
Well, that is what it is. That's your thought. It's a bit cold to you.
Yeah,
right?
And maybe I'll help you with that and tell you I don't want to hear about that guy ever again.
I know, but I can't help it, so. I mean, yeah. I will try to help it.
Yeah. You need to read Jake's book.
I know. Can I actually take one of these?
You yes, can you help
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
You can thank help you. It. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.